Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Two Sacramento police officers find homeless family living behind Walmart. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When a homeless mom, Shannon Loveless, saw Sacramento police officers Johnny Lee and Tim Yee coming toward her family, she thought they were in trouble. But this inspiring short story is all about how that moment changed their lives for the better. Shannon Loveless and her three children didn't have anywhere to go when they found themselves homeless. And so, the family scraped by, living out of their car and visiting food pantries for meals. One day, two Sacramento police officers noticed the struggling family camped out and having lunch behind Walmart. As they approached, Shannon grew nervous. "I didn't know whether we were going to get in trouble or what," she recalled. But Johnny Lee and Tim Yee weren't there to chastise the homeless family. They were there to help. When the Sacramento police officers laid eyes on Shannon Loveless and her family, it hit them hard. "Kind of choked up a little bit, to see the kids dirty and hungry. It touched me," Deputy Johnny Lee recalled. These kind police officers listened to the family's story. Then they returned with bags full of food and toys for the kids. It would take CPS a while to find a more permanent place to stay, so Deputies Johnny Lee and Tim Yee arranged for the family to stay in a motel in the meantime. It was a blessing beyond anything Shannon expected when she saw two Sacramento police officers headed her way. Just for the kids to be able to have a warm place to sleep and watch cartoons, you know, things that kids do, you take it for granted, Shannon said as emotion overwhelmed her. For the officers, this is the side of police work they love most. "There is a softer side of us. They see this, they see the flashing red and blue lights, they look at us bad. We are there to help them in their situation," said Tim Yee. And the officers know coming across Shannon Loveless and her family is no accident. "I'm going to call that day a miracle," said Deputy Johnny Lee. "It was a completion in my heart and my partner's heart that we did something very good for the family." This act of kindness from the Sacramento police officers was a way to be the hands and feet of Jesus for a struggling family in need. And sometimes, that unexpected compassion is just what someone needs to keep them moving forward. "It's a total game changer," Shannon said. "The motivation is there. The morale is there. I'm ready. Let's get this year right." Tom Selleck leaves a $2,020 tip and heartfelt note after a Blue Bloods co-star inspired him. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. In the hit TV show Blue Bloods, Tom Selleck and actor Donnie Wahlberg play the role of father and son. But in this real-life positive news story, Donnie's act of kindness inspired Tom to follow up with his own. The global coronavirus pandemic had a tremendous impact on the restaurant industry in 2020, and it comes as no surprise that big tips started making headlines. So, when actor Donnie Wahlberg left a $2,020 tip on a $35.27 bill, he got a lot of praise. Donnie didn't leave the tip for publicity. In fact, it was the restaurant that made the sweet gesture public. But Donnie's act of kindness inspired another humble man to secretly do the same, his Blue Bloods co-star, Tom Selleck. After dining at Elio's restaurant in New York City, Tom tacked a $2,020 tip onto his $204 bill. He also included a handwritten note reading, "I am honoring my friend Donnie Wahlberg's tip challenge with my sincere hope for a better 2020. Thank you all." Though Donnie Wahlberg may have been the one who inspired his Blue Bloods dad, Tom Selleck, to leave the tip, he again didn't take credit. "I didn't start it, but I'm proud to be a part of it," Donnie clarified on Twitter. And while Donnie was the one to break the news about Tom Selleck's act of kindness, he didn't hear about it from Tom himself. "Tom never mentioned it to me," he says. We've done three Blue Bloods dinner scenes since he did it, and he never told me. It's always great when someone uses their blessings to bless others, and we pray this type of kindness will just keep spreading. Let each man give according as he has determined in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9:7.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.